from your home for, is it spring yet, talk? Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, maybe. Semi-live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah. How are we doing?
Other than the obvious?
It's winter outside. Is that what we're doing?
I mean, winter. There's winter, and then there's
winter,
Arctic.
Winter. Yeah.
Arctic.
This is unseasonably cold outside Yeah, that's as much weather anybody can see. We're doing Tuesday again, but yep. I think if we're doing it by Friday, it's still going to look like winter outside. We finally got our snow.
Yeah.
Got in our weather talk for the year.
There you go.
Finally got to talk snow. And by next week, maybe we won't have to.
Yeah, it's supposed to be up there.
I know. That's the show we should be doing, really. Yeah, right. Just wrestling and weather. This is the season for it because football's done. So really, you know, sports
are
over.
Yeah, there's
nothing else. There is. No, this was, I have on my list, WrestleMania preview. I have draft. No, I'm just kidding. No. There is some sports.
Some.
Yeah, there's some. There's, well, all the sports are always. This is the opening week for the Brewers. Pitchers and catchers did report. We were talking about that last week. I couldn't remember. Yeah, literally the day after we talked about it, they decided to show up down to Arizona.
Just decided to show up.
Yeah, they realized, oh, shoot, we got a season to start soon. So pitchers and catchers, sounds of spring. It was really, that's fun to hear. You know, for me, that's always like the official Groundhog's Day, end of winter, sort of beginning of spring. Yeah, the Brewers look really, really the same as they do every single year. At least for the last 5 years, the Brewers have been forecast to win somewhere between 85 and 90.
How many games are there again?
162.
That's a lot of games.
It's very many, many games. And that's, you're it's 200 days, 160 games. Yeah, it's a grind. It really starts.
Why is there so many games in baseball or even basketball?
Basketball, I don't know. Basketball could knock it down to about 56 games, and I would be just 60 games would be a nice even round number for
me. There's been a lot of debates, like why the NFL is so popular, because it's not a watered down thing.
I mean, yes, most part. Yes, well, and I also mean, they've added
Thursdays and Saturdays
and an additional week and an additional playoff round.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not. I mean, for the most part, you know, you got Monday night game, but then you have Tuesday. Well, they have Wednesday.
Yeah.
They need to stop doing that.
You could. I was gonna also say, if there was 24 weeks, you'd watch every single week. That you could water that down, I'd still watch.
But it's once a week. That's what I'm trying to get to.
It was at some point back in my day. Sundays and Mondays. That was it. You'd look at your fantasy football stuff
but
on Tuesday.
But your team is only playing one game a week.
Correct.
That's what I'm kind of going to.
As a fan, you can kind of go in a cycle where you watch the game, then you get excited
about next week. Right.
You pace yourself out.
I can't keep track of basketball or baseball at this
basketball's tougher because there's so – it's a stat-driven thing.
Right.
It's so many – it's real easy. You see the numbers in basketball, you know, 30 points a game. You'll see 10 blocks. You know, double-doubles are some in sports that you can – in basketball, you can kind of connect with. Baseball's hard. You got to just – you got to get into box scores.
Yeah.
You got to be somebody who likes to open up the newspaper or open up your phone, hit the Brewers app and see how they did yesterday, running down a box score. For me, it's great. It's such a long season that each game doesn't really matter that much. Each at-bat doesn't matter that much as a quarter of an NFL game matters. But it's so for me. It's you see these little things. Baseball's a little things game. It's, you know, a little bit faster than this guy. A little bit has better position. He throws a little bit harder. It's a long season. As a Brewers fan, you just learn not to have expectations. It's easier. That's another thing about being a baseball fan.
Like a Wisconsin Badgers basketball fan?
No, they made the Final Four a couple of years. No, they could do it again this year. You can hear the excitement in my voice. No, Brewers are going to win about 80. They're going to win 92 games this year, just like they did last. They were 95, I think, last year. They're projected to win a couple less games, but they were projected to win a couple little less games last year, and they won the division. Won the division pretty handily. They're bringing back nearly the entire team from last year.
Okay.
Nearly.
Okay.
The only player that they are really, really, really missing and that's going to hurt them is going to be Willy Adames. Willy Adames was signed by the Giants, San Francisco Giants, for something around 5 years and $8 bajillion.
Nice.
The Brewers could not match that. Weren't interested, really.
Well, they could match it. They just don't want to.
Also very, very true. Yeah, the Brewers themselves, me and you as fans, are not paying for these players. The owner has billions of dollars. He could swing it if he wanted to. They chose otherwise. But it's not the Brewers' thing. It's not their MO to pay an aging, and in baseball, anything over 30 is considered aging player.
Right.
They've been really good over the last decade of drafting correctly, filling roles from within. They did the same thing this year when they traded away Devin Williams, their best pitcher, their all-star, best closer in baseball. They traded him away to the New York Yankees. They traded him away for a starting pitcher and a guy named Caleb Durbin, 24 years old, minor league, played really well in the minors, but he's a 24-year-old minor leaguer. He's going to be a middle infielder. The Brewers really stock up well on their team. They currently have three guys forecast to be in their starting lineup that are exactly the same. I mean, what they do on the field, what they do between Bryce Terang, Joey Ortiz, and Caleb Durbin, all three of them are 24 to 25 years old, light. They can hit 270. They're not going to get 10 home runs. They're going to play really, really good defense, and they're going to steal as many bases as they can. That's their whole lineup. Really, everything about that lineup with those three guys, you could put those three guys anywhere in the lineup, they're going to be about the same. It's not a real exciting lineup, but they're going to move through because Willem Contreras, their catcher, is the best offensive catcher in baseball. It's been so long. And I said this last year. It's been so long since the Brewers had the best player at a position on their roster. Christian Yelich won the MVP many, 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 many years ago. But as the last time that the Brewers, Ryan Braun won the MVP, that was many, 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 many years ago. But Willem Contreras, who they picked up in a really crafty trade a couple years ago, ended up being the best all the way through the year, best hitting catcher in the league, won the Silver Slugger, which is awarded to the best catcher. And he's going to hit 25 home runs. He's going to hit near 300. He's a really, really, really great in the lineup guy to have. Christian Yelich is coming back off of a knee injury.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that, back injury. He played, I don't know what he was hurt, but he missed the last, I don't know, he played in like 80 games this year. I'd like to see him play about 125 games. He was their leadoff guy. He was the only player on the field hitting over 300, which, they need a whole bunch of that this year because, you're missing the guy who hit 260 and I think 39, 40 home runs with Willy Adames, 110 RBIs. That's going to be noticeable in that lineup. Jackson Churio's the guy, though. You remember him from last year?
No.
He was the best. He's 20.
Oh.
He's now going to be 21 years old. He was full-time major leaguer last year at 20 years old, was the second youngest player in the majors. Most certainly the Brewers' most hyped prospect since, Robin Yount, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's and by the end of the year, he was exactly all those things as advertised. In the playoffs, he ended up hitting a couple home runs. But in the regular season, like I said, he's 20 now. He'll be 21 when the season starts. But 275, he hit 20 home runs, 80 RBIs, stole bases, played really good in the outfield. He's that guy. If he makes a leap, the Brewers are going to win the division hands down. He's that wild card. He's why you could trade, if you're the GM, Matt Arnold for the Brewers, he's why Jackson Churio is why you can trade or not re-sign your best player. Because Jackson Churio, who they've signed, he's going to be a next 10-year Brewer. He has the ability to win an MVP. So he's that guy in that that he's the only real player on this roster that has the make-a-leap ability.
Sure.
Let's see, who else they got? Sal Frelick won a gold glove. I forgot about that. He's a right fielder. He's the best fielding right fielder in the game. He also hit two home runs last year, back-to-back games.
That's it?
That was it. He's a 260 hitter with two home runs who started every single game for the Brewers. That should tell you what kind of impact. Didn't steal a lot of bases either, but the best hitting or best fielding right fielder in the game. That's how you win the division if you're the Brewers. That's you win the division with guys that you don't know. You know, guys sure. who aren't guys who are the best defensive players in baseball don't make All-Star games.
No.
They don't make they make the pitchers happy. They put wins yeah. in the, but they don't really you don't see.
You don't sell see jerseys. What they're doing.
No. No, I went to a couple Brewers games. I haven't seen a Bryce Turang jersey.
No.
No. No, no, you'll still see Ryan Braun jerseys and Prince Fielder jerseys. But you won't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Home runs. Chicks dig the long ball. That's how that goes. Who else they got going on? Reese Hoskins was first baseman. Blew out his ACL a couple years ago. Came back, hit like 230 with 30 some home runs for the Brewers last year. If they can get a average year, like give me a 250 average for instead of 225. That's how the Brewers can get above that 85 wins and get into that 92, 93 wins and win the division again, because the rest of the division did get better. The Reds are still bad. Pirates are still bad, but they're not as bad. Mm. The Cardinals are still bad, and that makes me really happy.
Yeah, bad for a lot of people.
Oh, man, the Cardinals are the worst. I hate the St. Louis Cardinals a lot.
Hate's a strong word.
I do not like them.
Loathe.
I do not like them, Sam. I am. I don't like them in a box. I don't like them at all. No.
Okay.
No, not a Cardinals fan. Oh, the pitchers, they lost over every year for the last couple of years. The Brewers have lost a big arm.
Yeah.
A big pitching arm. This year, they didn't, which hasn't happened in a while. They're bringing back most all of their best pitchers starter wise. You're going to see Nestor Cortez was the guy they picked up from the Yankees. He's a 30-year-old left-hander. He finished third in the Cy Young race a couple years ago. But when you're the Yankees, you can trade guys like that away. And if you're the Brewers, you're so happy. You got a guy who should be able to pitch 200 innings.
Sure.
That is something that they don't have a lot of, but that is something that they're going to use. They're going to need to use all year. And you know who's back? Guess who's back? Brandon Woodruff is back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He missed all of last year with an injury. I want to say it was an ACL injury, but it was a miss an entire year injury.
Oh.
And he was their second best pitcher behind Corbin Burns for a number of years. Another one of those homegrown talents. They drafted him, brought him up through the minors. He's their should have been their ace. Also, if he would have been their ace last year, he wouldn't have re-signed with the Brewers. It's kind of how that went, but he blew out his knee.
Yeah.
He missed the entire year. He sounds like he's back on track the way they were talking at the beginning of spring training. He's hitting 92 on the gun. He's going to be their pitcher, and he's another guy, if healthy, should win 15 games, should be that guy that you can count on, that it seems like the Brewers have just been trying to find.
Sure.
All the last half a dozen years, they're always trying to find that one more pitcher. And I think on this roster, they actually might have that one more pitcher. They traded away Devin Williams, so they'll have to find a closer. But over my lifetime as a Brewers fan, I could list you probably 12 closers from the Brewers who have done really, really, really well. Going back to the late 90s to early 2000s, they've always had somebody in the back of that bullpen, kind of like a Packers quarterback. Or a Vikings kicker. They've always just had that guy that you could count on. Yeah, that's the look. That's the look that I miss.
You had to go to kicker.
I was just making sure you're listening.
Yep. By the way, we could tell that there's no real NFL news going on. You just spent 14 minutes talking about the Brewers.
And they haven't even played a game yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they have not. They don't start until Saturday. Saturday is the first minor league spring training game already. Yeah.
How do they do that if the pitchers and the catchers just reported?
The next guys are coming now.
Oh.
They're on their way. It doesn't take these warm-up games. There's so many layers of spring training. You will get there's like a 90-man roster that shows up at spring training minimum.
Sure.
And then they start paring it down week by week. They'll have a rookies go to this camp. If there's instructional league, there's rehab league, there's
rehab lead.
It's not what it sounds like. These are injured players.
they're out there in walkers and canes.
That's why slings. You have so many leagues. Very low scoring leagues. So the games don't even start, but most of these guys also they've been in extended spring training. They've been in at the facility working out, kind of like you never forget how to ride a bike. I'm guessing you never forget how to swing a baseball. It just takes a little bit. Well, I haven't done it in a while. Granted, if you handed one of those things to me, I wouldn't really know what to do with it at this point. That was all the baseball I'm going to talk about.
Are you sure?
I mean, I could. We could go
to Twins, but I don't know anything about the Twins.
I wouldn't be nearly as helpful naming you the best Twins players as I am.
I'm just a Fairweather fan.
And even though they had almost the exact same year as the Brewers last year, right? Like they were a playoff team, if I'm not mistaken, no?
I think so. They made it well, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to, you got a couple months. One more month, I'll get you the roster.
I just had to do everything I could just to keep awake in the last 15 minutes.
That's why we talked about
talking.
The only time I saw you perk up was when we talked about the Vikings kickers. That was it.
I wasn't perking up. That was more like...
I'm going to call it a perk evil. Up. Yeah, I'm going to call that a perk up. Yeah. What else we got? What happened in sports for you then? If not...
There wasn't nothing for me. I mean...
Perfect.
NBA All-Stars weekend happened. A lot of hype because they changed the format and a lot of stuff.
I can break down the NBA All-Star game if you'd like. The All-Star weekend.
We still got plenty of time.
Good.
You do it. Go for it.
I'm not going to let you.
No. I barely watched any of it.
I will break you down. The NBA All-Star weekend happened this weekend. It was in San Francisco, home of I always call them Oakland Warriors.
Golden State.
Golden State Warriors. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. They have been changing they've been trying really hard to make, say, you specifically, the casual fan want to watch an All-Star game. They know there's nowhere to go. There's nothing else to see. NBA football or NFL football is done. So the casual sports fan should just naturally lock in to watching the best basketball players in the world play at the height of their sport in front of everybody. And it's awful to watch. I love sports, and the NBA All-Star game is the worst All-Star game in sports.
I think part of that, though, is because the current players don't care.
And, yeah, it's understandable.
Because they used to. I mean, yes. I remember watching when Kobe and Shaq and, MJ and all those guys, they played the play. East-West.
Yes. Yep.
We're here. At some point in time, they went, yeah.
Somewhere along the line, it became they've become so friendly. As they've almost become like a union together. Like it's the players are all together, all 30 teams, all 15 players are all together, no matter what team they're on. They're sharing agents, they're sharing, I don't know what it is, production companies. They've become it's become a brotherhood, which is cool, I guess, but it does not make for competitive. They can turn it on to win a championship because these guys are still about winning a championship.
Like Patrick Ewing and MJ.
Yeah. Oh, I remember All-Star games where I watched MJ and Kobe go at it. I've seen real good NBA basketball at All-Star games because I was watching NBA TV this weekend, and they were playing All-Star games.
Yep.
And you're kind of watching early 90s. You got to see some incredible, David Robinson and Hakeem Olajuwon. Yep. You got to watch Shaq dunking over people. You got to watch Reggie Miller shooting.
It follows suit to the whole... monitoring and playtime.
Yes.
That whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you always see the debates about how MJ played almost every game.
Sure.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now you got a lot of these players are going, I don't feel like playing today.
And they never talk about Michael Jordan missed good chunks of his career with injuries. His whole second season was shot because of injuries. He missed later in his career. Large chunks of seasons due to bad, and you could say, well, it's probably because he played in so many games and so competitively. When you take practice as seriously as the games, and you play in that many games and All-Star games and Olympics.
But they're, are they not taking care of themselves? These players, like Ben Simmons.
I mean, when they look at this, the shape that these they have, you know, it's interesting because it's happening in a lot of sports. These athletes in every sport are in better physical condition than any athlete before them. Every generation is better.
Sure.
LeBron James is bigger than
he's an oddity.
Let's say in football, offensive linemen used to, they were showing during the Super Bowl, they showed during the first Super Bowl, the Packers offensive line averaged a 6'2", 245.
Sure.
And they are now averaging 6'7", 345 right. pounds. You're seeing guys who could never, in basketball, so fast, can shoot so well. Guys who are really skinny, guys like Steph Curry at 6'1" and 180 pounds would have gotten punched out of the league in the 90s. He would have, they would have just barreled him over. It is a different game, but it is, it's taking its toll for that. The All-Star weekend is unwatchable. And I was watching, I call it unwatchable. Also, I watched every aspect of it this weekend. Right. So I guess it, I didn't like it and I won't be watching next year.
No, you will.
I won't. I can skip it, comfortably skip it, because I can just catch the recap on, say, the sports shows the next day.
Sure.
Three-point contest is boring. And now that the NBA is all about three-pointers, I've watching a three-point contest every time I watch an NBA game. They are shooting 23s more a game than they used to. Dame Lillard was in it. I can't tell you if he won or not. Maybe. I turned it off about two-thirds of the way through because it just it doesn't do much for me. The dunk contest was won by a guy named first name's Max. I know that. I know he's in the G League for the Orlando Magic. He's not even on an NBA roster.
Yep.
He won the slam dunk contest last year as not a member of the NBA roster.
The last 2 years.
Last 2 years. Sorry, he won it 2 years.
Yep.
And he put up some great dunks. They were all dunks you've all seen before. If you've watched dunk contests through the years, he recreated three dunks that you've seen before, and he won.
Yeah, over variations. I watched. Sure. I saw him do like the last hand. You know, like
he jumped over a car.
Yeah,
he did it better than Dwight Howard did a number of years ago.
Blake Griffin.
Sorry.
Yeah, you probably
look at you paying attention. That's it.
Well, because I used to watch the dunk contest.
And you know, it was a Kia. You remember the show? You remember the commercial? You remember the whole? Yes, that's how it used to be a thing, and somewhere in the last 10 years, it stopped being
because
a thing.
Because it's not. It used to be the who's who.
Yes.
Of your all-stars were doing the slam dunk.
Correct.
Now it's who?
Oh, it's exactly true. Because Damian Lillard was the only all-star in any of those other competitions who was in the actual all-star game.
Sure.
Yes, there was one out of 15 of these guys was an actual all-star.
Right. But that's the difference. Because a lot of the all-stars, like your MJ or any of those guys, you know, Vince Carter.
Correct. Yes, Vince Carter and Michael Jordan won dunk contests. You're absolutely right. Larry Bird dominated the three-point contest for years.
But that's the thing, I think. You know, you got these big-time stars not participating.
I don't understand the injury factor with that. I don't.
They don't have any injuries. They're just saying they
have. I've seen these guys throw down dunks in games that would look like you could break someone in half, and no big deal. I have a hard time, and I would watch a dunk contest. If next year you told me it was Ja Morant, Kevin, you know, LeBron James, and I don't know,
Ant
people
and
I knew.
Cat,
yes,
and, you know,
yes, instead of Andre Jackson from the Bucks, who I know as a player because he starts for my favorite team, I didn't know he was a good dunker, and you wouldn't have known that by watching the dunk contest because he didn't finish a dunk. He didn't. It was not exciting to me at all. I would have watched, if there was anything else on, I would have been watching.
Right.
100%. I watched a celebrity all-star game.
Yeah, that's always
never worth watching. Don't watch that. Although it was just as competitive as watching last year's actual all-star game. And then there's the actual game was done with a 4-on-4.
Yeah.
It was four teams of four. One of them was the winners of the Rising Stars Challenge from the day before, which was first and second year players, which is kind of cool because you could see they played their first game against, they called it the OGs team, but it was featured players who were in their 30s. It featured legit all-stars, Steph Curry and LeBron James on the same team. That was a cool format.
That was the team that won, too.
That was the team that won. Eventually, the Steph Curry-led team won. It was a bracket tournament kind of thing, first team to 40. But it was unwatchable. There was an interesting thing during the game. They had a DJ with a microphone talking Yep. Who is also apparently a comedian, allegedly. Kevin Hart. You may have seen him.
Allegedly.
Short little guy. He's been on some TVs and movies. He was standing there like it was an And One mixtape video, and he was just giving commentary. I didn't realize it was actually being played over. The players could hear it. The players were very clearly not enjoying being able to hear the commentary being said by anyone.
Yeah.
It looked very clear to me that the players there would rather have not been there.
Sure.
Most all of them, you know, even if they were taking it seriously, even if they were doing it just for the fans, I would watch maybe a USA versus the world type of game. That would interest me. I bet you could get some players excited for Luka and Victor Wembanyama.
It's called the Olympics. It already happened.
But those are country and country. Like, we won that one too because the U.S. has the best. But if you collectively took the talent in the rest of the world against the U.S., there's some amazing players from just plain old Canada right upstairs. I would watch that game. But otherwise, sure. I'm done watching NBA All-Star games. I'll try to get excited about the NBA season with about 20 games left. We can talk about the playoffs because the Bucks look like a real team again. So that'll be about as much NBA. And it kind of, you know, like I said, it reinforces for me why I love college basketball as much as I do. Because on Saturday, the other thing that was Saturday was I got to watch the Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers. By the way, I got to explain to my kids what a Boilermaker was. That was a fun experience too. Yeah, they didn't understand what a boiler was. They didn't understand anything. Yeah, but they went to West Lafayette, Indiana, my Wisconsin Badgers, and they won. They won 94-84 against the seventh-ranked team in the whole country.
Oh, good job.
Purdue was, like, they played.
Wasn't the top? Weren't they top of the bat?
They were.
Big Ten?
Originally, they were a game ahead in the Big Ten. Now there is basically a four-way tie at the top within a game for the Big Ten, including the Badgers, who now, even though they've solidified fourth place, they've moved up to 11th in the country.
Nice.
Which... actually, if the NCAA tournament started, would push them into like a 3 seed in the Midwest, which would send them to Milwaukee. So they've actually really put themselves in a great spot if the brackets hold up and they continue to win.
As long as they continue to win.
As long as they continue down this track of winning. They are 10-4 in the Big Ten. They're, 20-5 overall.
Okay.
12-1 at home.
Nice.
Yeah, they've looked really, really... I mean, obviously, they're the 11th ranked team in the country, but I got to actually watch them play an entire game, and man, that Greg Gard really can coach.
1 minute. What?
No way. That Greg Gard can really coach.
Really?
I mean, he's looking like he could be a coach of the year now.
Wow.
I mean, he was clearly inspired by all the awful that
talked about. Yeah, yeah, awful. I mean, awful. I'd ask, hey, who's the coach of the Badgers again? You went, Greg Gard.
I would have fired him 3 years ago, absolutely. When Johnny Davis left, I would have fired him. I was wrong. Yeah, they transfer in really well. John Tonji scored 32 points in the victory. They're going to win. Oh, I don't know. They got Oregon coming up. They've got Washington coming up. They're going out to the West Coast. They're playing Illinois tonight. I'm going to watch that game because it's not warm, so I'm going to stay in. Just 30 seconds? Are you kidding
me?
And
now.
Counting.
Not even now.
Man, this was a great show. I'm glad I wrote stuff down. I'm glad you showed up and stayed awake, even though we didn't talk football.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I want to thank WDRT for letting me do this. And you showing up has been really nice. Everybody have a great weekend. Bye.